What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're on The Burt Show.
If you've ever been in a family where Christmas has been canceled, like, and it's got to be the situation where it's all lined up. You guys have done it every single year, you know. It's very traditional. But for whatever reason, mom and dad decide, we're not having Christmas this year. A, I want to know what was the straw that broke the camel's back. Mm-hmm. And B, how the whole thing works. Like, who tells the family? My assumption is it's like a knee-jerk decision by dad.
Or mom.
I think mom.
I see mom would do it before dad would.
Like, and that's a decision I think you got to come together as parents. You're not allowed to just declare that for the entire family.
I don't think dad would think of that on his own. Like, I don't think a dad
who's strict enough?
Yeah.
Well, he could come down, man.
He might do the old go pick your switch thing. But I think to get creative and cancel Christmas, that's a mom move. And you know who's going to be really fun to talk to?
Dude, I don't think it's going to be a mom move.
The fun people to be talked to are going to be the siblings. Mm. Like, you're like, what's the straw that broke the camel's back? If Melissa and I are brother and sister and she did something
and
I'm still angry.
Christmas got canceled.
30 years old, I'm still mad.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's going to be a cumulative thing, and we're not getting a lot of calls on it, but I'm assuming that it's the parents taking a look at the whole house. Like, they're taking a look at all three girls or both boys and girls, and there's no appreciation for what the season's all about rather than finding a cigarette burn on the couch and then one parent just saying, no Christmas this year, and then calling up Santa.
I think it could also be the siblings fighting with each other. Because when I was growing up, that was the thing that ticked off my parents the most, was my brother and I getting into fights. Mm-hmm. So if it was like one after the other, I could have seen them, because it was us fighting with each other, canceling it for both of us.
So that and literally canceling it means the 25th you wake up, there is nothing.
No Christmas.
Oh man.
No gifts. No decorations.
No nothing. Fancy breakfast or leaving cookies and milk for
no
Santa.
No stocking. No nothing.
Nothing. Just another day.
Bummer.
Hey, Allison, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
About 2 years ago, I was, I work Christmas Eve and I go home all excited and I get home. My mom's sitting there crying on the couch. I'm just like, what happened? She's like, yeah, your dad's in jail, so we're not doing anything.
Oh, no.
Christmas money
Oh, no. Why'd he get sent to jail?
For fighting with my brother.
For what?
Fighting with her brother.
For fighting with my brother.
So they physically got into a fight together. The cops came over the house and Christmas was canceled.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, that's extreme.
That is a Jerry Springer episode ready to happen
right there.
Okay. That's a good reason if you're going to cancel Christmas.
Right.
Incarceration. That's a
felony
good reason.
Is a good reason right there. Addie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I have a friend who had three sons, and one of the sons was only 9 at the time, and he broke into the next-door neighbor's apartment.
Oh.
So on Christmas morning, this was 2 weeks before Christmas, on Christmas morning, she said it was the hardest decision she ever made, but the other two boys had presents from Santa, and he had nothing.
Oh. So he had to watch his brothers open up presents, and he had zero.
Zero.
Wow.
But this was 25 years ago, but he's the best son she has now.
He's shaped
I
up.
I bet.
No kidding.
Well, I mean, that's what they say. That I mean, Santa knows if you're naughty, you're nice.
That's
and if you're naughty, you don't get anything. So.
I do know somebody who got, I don't think they had any siblings, but they got coal for Christmas with a note that said, you have like a week to shape up.
Or you get nothing.
No, or then you'll get your gifts if you can pull yourself together.
Hey, Tina, good morning. You're on Q100.
We're in a similar situation with our oldest child is 11 and hasn't been performing well at school and has been lying to us and is actually potentially going to fail. And so we're using it as a threat, but her dad and I discussed, and of course it'll be me, the one who actually has to pull the trigger on it. So it would be the mom decision to cancel Christmas. Fortunately, our other two children are small enough that they won't really know because they're only 16 months old. So
you're teetering right now. So over the course of the next week, If he's great, then you'll give Santa a call and say, hey, everything's cool. And if he's not, then you call Santa and go, hey, all bets off.
Right. Now, fortunately, we kind of spoil our children a little, so I might actually keep some of the cool presents for myself.
For yourself? That's awesome.
What do you mean you're going to keep some of the cool presents?
Well, I mean, a coach purse would be nice. And
oh, I see. So you're going to spend the money on yourself.
Well, no, it's actually a gift for her. But if she's not going to take that.
How old is she?
11.
She's 11 years old getting a coach purse.
Are you kidding me?
You do need to cancel Christmas.
Wow.
Well, it's not a big purse, but.
Okay.
It's just a little, you know.
Just a $300 just change purse.
Wow.
Yeah, just to have something with the name on it.
I don't think you have it in you to
no
cancel
No way. You're
Christmas.
Not canceling.
No, a mom who's buying designer handbags for your 11-year-old daughter is not canceling Christmas
no
for
way.
Any reason.
Because that would mean so less presents for you, and you're not going to have that, Tina.
Well, I've got to do something. It's important that she go through school and she.
Of course,
maybe not. Right. Yeah, so I don't know what other option. If she's lying to us and not doing her work, then
what grade is your daughter in?
She's sixth grade.
All right,
sixth grade. Okay.
I mean, this is the time we said this before that you know you have more leverage in your relationship with your kids right now than you will at any other point during the year.
That's true.
Right.
So take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. Hey, Tina, I want to put you on hold, and I want to talk to you right before Christmas.
Sure.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm almost guaranteeing it. And now the pressure is off parents and stuff to call Santa because there's the elf on the shelf guy.
Yeah, he's that second layer. Yeah, I've seen two parents, friends of mine that are parents in the last week that said that Elf on the Shelf is a really big deal.
Like Santa Spy?
In our house, it's huge.
Yeah.
Kids love it. This is, if you're not aware of what it is, this was created by a woman in Marietta here.
Mm-hmm.
And our elf is Walter, who comes in every single night. He's about, I don't know, 7 inches tall, 8 inches tall or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks just like an elf, and he pops up at different places in the house every morning. Because what he does is he leaves the house. He reports back to Santa how the kids were, how their behavior was for 24 hours. Then he shows up in another part of the house. So he always has his eyes on the kids for the weeks leading up to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually wake up, and they look forward to seeing where he ended up in the morning.
Mm-hmm. My friends that were telling me about having this elf on the shelf in their house, the dad said that his daughter is totally fine with the elf around the house, but she gets freaked out if he ever shows up in her room.
So he's allowed everywhere but the room.
The elf is allowed everywhere except for his daughter's room because she will freak out about that.
Well,
but she's like, I'm okay with that thing being like in the living room, but not in my room.
I get it.
Just for the record, I mean, if he wasn't wearing a red velvet suit, he's Creeper in the corner. Like, he's,
Good morning, Q100.
Hey.
Hi.
Bert, where's your Hanukkah spirit, man? Hanukkah Harry will not come to my house tomorrow if my children do not behave.
I don't know what Hanukkah Harry is.
He's Santa's cousin.
Oh,
seriously?
Really?
Did you not know? He's right up there with the Passover bunny.
I do not know this story, no.
Yes, Hanukkah Harry. How do the Hanukkah gifts get there?
Okay.
Okay.
So you can technically call Hanukkah Harry to cancel Hanukkah?
Yes, he emails.
He emails.
Hmm. Yes, he emails. My 7-year-old informed me that she emailed Hanukkah Harry. And yep.
Just
and
so you know, if your 7-year-old's corresponding with someone on the internet calling himself Hanukkah Harry, he is also a creeper in the corner.
Chris Hansen is going to end up in that house quickly.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
FinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit FinQuest.com for more details.